It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello!
Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
In the back. Tuesday afternoon. Not too bad outside today, Tony, is it?
No, it was hot today.
Was hot?
Yeah.
Let me see what the current temperature is right now. We're going to go, and it is currently 89 degrees. Okay?
Yeah, that was hot today.
We got 90 tomorrow, 90 Thursday, 91 Friday, 93 Saturday, 94 Sunday, 93 Monday, 93 Monday, 90 Monday, Thursday, 86.
I thought I saw rain in the forecast about that time, too, so there may be rain in a cold front again. I don't know.
Yeah, 86 you call a cold front?
It's cooler than we've had. I'd invite it, please.
You know what I'm going to find out, Tony? What is the average temperature for OKC in September? Let's see what I come up with. Average high of 85, average low of 862. So it is way, way, way hotter this month than it's been. So
I agree with every part of that.
Well, you should, because I'm right.
You are.
Oh, you know what movie I started watching last night? And this should have been a fringe top 12 movie. My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the better ones.
That's a great movie, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
How old do you think Marissa Tomei was in that?
25?
28.
Hmm.
And Pesci had to be what?
40s.
Older than that.
Really?
It was made in 92, so that was 30 years ago. So he had to be, what, 46, 47? How old is Pesci?
I thought we'd done this before. 84, maybe?
No, he's not in his 80s. I don't think.
79.
So he was 47. You know what I was thinking watching that?
I don't know.
Why are you laughing? I mean, Why did I just crack you up when I said, you know what I was thinking when I was watching it?
I almost don't want to know sometimes.
What do you mean you don't want to know?
Is this really what you were thinking?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I was thinking if they had an affair during the shooting of it.
That just came to mind.
If I had to put money on it, I go yes.
Okay.
What about you?
I felt there may have been some connection there, but no, I'm going to say no.
Why are you going to say no?
Why would I say yes?
Because Joe Pesci gets what he wants.
Oh, he does, huh?
And you don't think he wanted Marissa Tomei?
I guess so. If you're Joe Pesci and you command Marissa Tomei, you should get...
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I mean, so you never thought of that watching that?
No.
You act like I offended you. No.
Are there any other movies that you could think of that were like that? Maybe you knew, like right from the outset, that the leading actor was going to hook up with the female.
Oh,
lead?
I think about that all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
That's hilarious.
But more so with that, I was watching that last night.
Right on. I don't pick up on that, but maybe you're right.
I tell you, Fred Gwynne is great in that movie, isn't he, as a judge?
Fred Gwynne's pretty good in every movie, Al.
And you know what I also thought about this? And don't go, no! I thought of, as they're driving into Alabama, you know, the guys, Ralph, what's his name, and the other one, Macchio, how bad it makes Alabama look, the people, how stupid it makes them look.
I think that was basically... A big, well, it was a big part of the show.
You know, just the truth, right?
I agree, yeah.
Unfortunately. You ever driven in Alabama?
Never driven.
I got stopped. We got stopped. Got a ticket Christmas Eve driving through Alabama. You believe that?
What, was he a real joy to deal with?
Were you? No, he wasn't a real joy to deal with. He was one of those people that you saw in My Cousin Vinny.
Just miserable.
Yeah. No sense of humor or nothing. Not even a Merry Christmas, right?
Golly, that's rough.
Who gives a speeding ticket on Christmas Eve? Right?
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, this guy does. Yeah, this guy does. I ran through a motorcycle shop at 70 miles an hour on Christmas Eve. I didn't even get a ticket.
Surely you got a Merry Christmas out of somebody.
I think maybe I did. I was really, you know, bleeding somewhat. So,
Merry Christmas, kid.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, gives you a speeding ticket, not even a Merry Christmas. Regular Scrooge. But, yeah, it made Alabama look really bad. I mean, really, really, really bad. So, now, you've never driven through Alabama?
No, I've only stopped in, like, what is it, Birmingham, the airport.
So you've been in Alabama?
I've been in Alabama, and I've never made my way about, no.
Birmingham's not bad. There were good, here's why. There was some good, really, home southern cooking that was really good. Restaurants. That were good.
What have they said? It makes you make it sound like they've closed up, went on to the house. Are they still around or what?
I don't know. I haven't been to Birmingham in a while.
Oh, okay.
One story I have about Birmingham, Alabama. OU's playing there to reach the Final Four. That would have been in March of 88, and. The charter plane to go back with the OU team was late, which I was a member of. And so everybody went to the restaurant bar, and I sat down and had a beer with Harvey Grant. And I said, I'll pick up the tab. He said, no, I'll pick up the tab because I'm going to be rich here in a few months. And he was a first-round draft pick, so he got a lot of money.
Everybody just laughed when he said that.
Yes.
That's
Harvey's a good guy. Really good. Really, really good guy. Great player, too. Boy, him is... We need to get Stacey King on, Tony.
All right.
And also, you know, also, they're dedicating... They're going to break ground for the softball stadium. Patty Gasso. We need to get her on, too. Talk about that. You ever go on a shovel and break ground for something?
No, but what an occasion. I'd like to be around, wouldn't you?
So why don't you go? You go to school there at the your class, just go over there.
Just show up, huh?
Yeah. Have you, gone all around the campus?
I mean, I've kind of walked around and looked at different things. Been in.
Well, your classes are in different parts of the campus.
The Monday is brutal. It truly is brutal.
Now, where's your class at Monday?
Start at Gaylord Hall in between, then make our way over to Sarkey Center, which is way over on the other side.
North, that's northeast.
And then immediately after that, back to Copeland Hall, right there near Gaylord.
Yeah, of course, that's where I was studying journalism.
The big old triangle there.
Yes. So you do all that walking?
I walk it, yeah.
You sweat much?
Of course. So I can tell you it was a hot day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is a long walk, but it's good for you. Exercise is good, especially your terrible eating habits. I mean, probably good for you.
No, you're right, Al. You're right.
I mean, what did you have to eat today?
That I eat? A couple of burritos, some candy. I think that's about it. Yeah, maybe a brownie or two.
I've had, started out with grapes, green grapes, didn't wash them. Then I had some cantaloupe. Then I had the Welch's fruit snacks. Mott's. No, I got the Mott's ones. I think the Mott's are better than the Welch's.
I'd say a little bit
better. They're about the same, though. So, and then tonight I'll have a nice ham and cheese sandwich.
You've eaten way better than I have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've ate like a hog.
Yeah.
I mean, really, my goodness.
Really questioning, or should I eat the saltwater taffy that I have here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how can you not eat it? Where'd you get the saltwater taffy?
There's a place by my house that sells it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Atlantic City. My dad used to go, the firemen had a convention every year in Atlantic City. He'd always bring home saltwater taffy.
That's cool.
That was the best out of Atlantic City. The best.
What flavors?
He brought the pink, which I didn't like that much. Now, was it yellow?
Like a pastel yellow, yeah.
Yeah. And is there a white?
I think so.
What color is yours?
Blue. There is a white. It's almost like tastes like whipped cream a little bit. I don't know. It's weird.
So is your saltwater taffy from Atlantic City?
No, it is far from the coastline.
Where was it made?
I don't know, Al.
Does it say? How do you know it's not made in Atlantic City?
I highly doubt this.
Oh, well, that's where a lot of saltwater taffy from. Made. That's why they call it salt water.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. I mean, you've been eating really healthy today. I mean, big time. So you're going to eat some more tonight? You beside the saltwater taffy?
No, I think I'm done for the day, really.
I would think that saltwater taffy is really good for your teeth.
Just says it's made in the USA, which I guess can't be.
No, that's a help. I mean, okay, guys, that's a really, really big help. Made in the USA. If it was made in USSR, we could add a song, right?
Pretty close.
Let's have it anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's a great song. Great song.
Hey, all right, here we go. Having some issues earlier.
Okay. Sounds like you still are.
Oh, yeah. Even they knew.
That's the last thing that you are, is lucky to be back in the USSR, right?
Very last thing.
Oh, my God. That is...
Given the offer, would you go now? Would you say, all right, I'll go?
No. I'm going to Thailand, Tony. You understand that?
I understand it.
Yeah. The 2+ years that I was not allowed to get in there, got to get back and make it up. So, but I tell you what, it was a great educational tour. We stayed right across from Red Square, and it was an unbelievable education. I mean, unbelievable education.
Were they
a little frightening, but...
I'm sure. Were they just kind of opening the country up at that point in time, like the tourists?
No, it was totally shut down.
Oh, wow.
No, this was the Soviet Union. This was...
The Iron Curtain.
This was the Iron Curtain, yeah. This was... you know, we read about this restaurant, and so there's a huge line to get in there, and... I know what to do. So I just asked somebody at the thing what to do. Well, they put us in the front of the line, which, why, I don't know. Then you share a table with somebody. So my wife and I shared a table with a doctor and his son. And this doctor, they were really good people. He kept on looking behind, thinking that the KGB was looking at him, talking to us. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen, Tony. And I've been to communist countries. I've been to China. I've been to Russia, and I've been to Cuba. China was the most open of the communist countries. And Russia at that time was unbelievable. I mean, the guy was a car freak, so I said, hey, I'll send you some stuff on American cars. He was afraid the address was to be traced straight back to the KGB. That's how paranoid they were.
I bet that's tenfold now, too, over there.
No, now it's open up now. Now it's not. It's not the Soviet Union anymore.
Yeah, but it's not the Russia that we knew a year ago, though.
No, but with the war, Ukraine, yeah. I mean, seems like Ukraine's kicking their butt now, aren't they?
They've turned the tide. I saw the headline the other day that was biggest offensive since World War II.
Counter-offensive. But let me ask you, if Russia wanted to wipe them out, couldn't they?
Yeah, they probably could.
Yeah. What are they fighting over, by the way? Land?
That's it.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin incurring on the Ukraine.
How stupid is that? Isn't that stupid? Oh, let's get all these people killed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really, really not cool. Okay. We're going to go back, take phone calls. Lines are open. Let's get them filled. Let's talk. We're going to do that. 98.1 FM, WS Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
But first, breaking news.
The Sports Animal has been super busy this summer. Just like our Sports Animal Studios, the WWLS mobile app has been completely updated and rebuilt from the ground up. So you can now stream the Sports Animal anytime, anywhere.
And now sports.
Fresh features include easier navigation, support for all WWLS podcasts to play in app, CarPlay support, push notifications for breaking sports news, and more. Plus, some exciting enhancements coming soon, like live video streaming during shows and events, and a few other in-app surprises. Search WWLS in the App Store or Google Play to update or download the Sports Animal mobile app. More at thesportsanimal.com. Sports Animal Studios, powered by the OKC Thunder. Create your perfect lineup. Build your custom Thunder ticket membership plan for the 2022-23 season today. Visit OKCThunder.com/start now.
Back to take your calls is what we're doing. Let's get it going. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're on the Animal.
Hello, Al. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How you doing?
Well, pretty good. I talked to you a few months back about this Russian group that sounds like Chicago. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
It was a group called Leonid and Friends, and they toured the U.S. You were talking about Russia, and it kind of reminded me of it. Their lead singer was from the Ukraine, Kiev, and he's not with the group anymore because he was fighting in the war, I guess. But
wow.
Anyway, they are still touring the U.S., and they're coming for a fall tour. I'm going to give a selfless promotion here, I guess. I'm not affiliated with them or anything, but they're going to be in Oklahoma City on November the 14th.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
At the Tower Theater over on Northwest 23rd Street. I mean, that's an awesome deal, and I've seen them in concert, and the last time I saw them was in Kansas City. I'm telling you, they are totally against that war. They ask everybody to stop recording and don't record at the start of the concert because they said, you know, we've got people back home. We have to be careful what we say. We do not approve of this war, but I don't think the standard Russians approve of the war either. So it's just a political deal, I guess.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
If you can get you some tickets, man, it's
okay. I'll see what I'm doing on November 14th. Okay.
On a Monday night. All right, brother.
Take care. I tell you, Russian women have an attitude, Tony.
They like money, too, I hear.
I met one Russian woman of the most beautiful women in the world. Yeah, okay.
Did you entertain that for very long, or did you just walk away?
No, I walked away.
Oh, that's okay? A great feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. Definitely have attitudes. Yes, Russian women are the most beautiful in the world. Please. Let's go to Brad.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you, OU. I mean, people are talking them up already. Last week at halftime, it was 7-3 against Kent State.
Right.
Who do you think their toughest rival is going to be, Big 12-wise? Texas?
Texas, Baylor, Oklahoma State. Those three teams. And Kansas State's not going to be easy.
Well, yeah, but they're talking Kansas State. If they played like Georgia, you know, Alabama, Ohio State, they would get killed.
Well, let's wait a minute. Wait a minute. Texas, if they don't lose their quarterback, they beat Alabama, okay? Texas.
No, I'm talking Kansas State.
Kansas State's going to be a tough game.
It is, but I'm saying if Kansas State played, you know, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, they'd get killed.
Yes, they would.
I know OU's struggled against them, but that should, you know, they should be able to take Kansas State, I would think.
Well, you would think, but the way they're playing right now, Brad, I mean, it's you struggle for a half against Kent State. I mean, it just, we're going to know a lot more about this team in these next two games. You got to go to Nebraska. Nebraska ain't any good, but it's a road game, so we'll see how they play.
Yeah.
And then you got Kansas State. Brad, I think they're better than you think they are. I think they're not bad. I don't think are they a top 20 team? No. But the way OU's playing right now, you never know, right?
True. I mean, who do you think is going to win the Big 12 then?
I think if Ewers is healthy and they can get him back by Oklahoma, I think they may win it. But I don't know. I want to see more. What they did against Alabama was really, really, really impressive. But I want to see
more. Oh, it was. And that Ewers, that shoulder he hurt, was that his non-throwing shoulder?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. All right, sir. Thank you so much,
Brad. See ya, Derek. You still alive, Derek? What? That was quick, Tony. Let's go to Singapore. What's up, SP?
I don't think the horns are going to do anything, Al. And I think we're going to be able to handle them because we got the defense. I think it's going to be a battle of defenses, but I think we've got the horses. I think they do, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I got to say they showed up. But I was thinking about what that guy said about Ohio State and Kansas State. I think Kansas State can hang with a lot of people that people think they can't.
I do. I agree.
A lot of grit, and I've seen them over the years, and this coach fits perfectly. He's almost like a junior Snyder, you know what I mean, or Snyder Junior, whatever. And I did want to point out, I heard that guy talking about the Russians. Do you remember that song by Sting back in the 80s about, I hope the Russians love their children too?
I missed that.
There was a song called I Hope the Russians Love Their Children Too. It's by Sting. I mean, you know, I'm not saying I'm the greatest fan of everything he did, but he did have some good songs, and that one was great about how the politicians posture while cities go up, you know, in smoke, and little children die, and people. I used to work as a war game person at a defense installation, and got out of that and went to healthcare, but I did learn a lot about nukes. And they're not good for anything, you know what I mean? So I hope and I pray that my grandchildren we'll be able to join your grandchildren and listen to some good music someday and have a good life like we have.
No doubt about it.
Everyone.
Hey, absolutely.
Peace and love, brother. Take care.
Hey, take care. I will, what I do remember about Moscow, the most incredible subway in the world. Oh, every stop was like a museum. I couldn't believe it, Tony.
I saw a dental in North Korea, and it was immaculate. Their subways were kind of, they had no advertising. There was no trash. It was it
the
like
same
that?
Thing with Moscow. It was
That's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
It was a little bit different than being riding the New York subway, New York City subway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one thing that I remember quite well about Moscow. Plus, the food sucked.
Whole heaping of borscht, right? That what you had?
You think I ate borscht?
You didn't give it a go just to try it?
Tony, just the smell makes me sick.
Okay.
I mean, I think my mom ate borscht. She cooked herself borscht. I told you, you know, there'd be times we three different things. She'd eat one thing, my dad would eat one thing, and me and my sister would eat another thing.
Borscht seems like it's very time intensive.
Yeah, well, my mom was a great cook. I mean, like I said, she made her own French fries, own fried chicken. She just did it all. So, and then worked in a factory.
On top of that.
Yes, on top of that. So, yeah, borscht. Yeah, Russian food is absolutely horrific. Well, in that part of the world, Finland, it was just terrible. In Denmark, it was terrible. Sweden, it was terrible. It was just really, really bad.
They ate a lot of dry fish, right? A lot of dry.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was bland. So yeah, not good at all. Let's go to Derek. What's up, Derek?
All right, let's try this again. I don't know what happened that first time.
Okay, what's going on,
man? Al, I just got to say, wow, last night. I mean, my team ceases to amaze me. Of how we'll find a way to lose a game, you know, when you have 200 more yards of offense than the other team by the end of the game, you think you won the game, and to lose by 1 point, and then to lose it that way, you got 4th and 5 with 2 timeouts, and you don't put the ball into Russell Wilson's hands, you decide to kick a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah, which is that's insane. It's stupid.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman both said they couldn't believe it after they came out of the timeout that they brought in the kicker. They were both shocked. Pretty much every Bronco fan that I've talked to, and I was around a bunch of them during the game. We were all like, we couldn't believe what we were seeing. I'm glad that Nathaniel Hackett, he's a rookie head coach, definitely looked like a rookie head coach last night. At least he came out today and said he regrets not going for it on 4th and 5. You know, thank you for admitting that you were wrong. Like, I get so frustrated that coaches can't admit they're wrong.
No doubt.
It's like, I mean, you just gave Russell Wilson $160 million guaranteed. Give the guy the damn ball.
Right.
On 4th and 5.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. A lot better chance of making it there than what they tried to do. It was ignorant. It was just really stupid. And plus, you're not kicking in the thin air of Denver either.
Well, yeah, Al, even if it was in Denver, I would think that was a stupid call.
I totally agree. You 4th and 5, you got Russell Wilson, you go for it. I mean, it's not even a debate.
And they had they had 3 timeouts, and they let like 20 something seconds go off the clock, and they showed Peyton Manning a clip of Peyton Manning. He was like, timeout. Timeout. He's like, even Peyton Manning was like, please, timeout. What are you guys doing? Like I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
What
no,
I saw. And then they had 2 fumbles inside the 5-yard line.
I saw it.
I mean, hey, look, they won the game. I mean, if the Seattle fans listening, you guys won your Super Bowl. That was their Super Bowl last night. Good job. But man, Denver gave that game away. And it's like, I mean, I hope there was a lot of positives to take from that game, but you also can't have 100 yards in penalties either. That's terrible. They had 100 yards in penalty yards as well.
That's a trademark of a badly coached team.
Yeah, I mean, they, so much ignorance by the, I mean, he's a young coach. I hope that he learned something from this game because he is a rookie head coach. I'll give him a break on some things, but 4th and 5 should have been a no-brainer. You give it to Russell Wilson. He's playing against his old team.
I know.
I had to say, wow, I have never seen my team lose a game quite like that before. I can take a loss, Al. I mean, I've seen my team lose a lot of games over the years. I can take a lot of losses, but that one really stung, and that's going to sting for a couple of weeks.
Derek, it's not often we get somebody text in about a caller that we have here. It says, Derek, this is out of 405, Derek. Derek is one of the biggest homers on the radio. With Jim, I don't feel bad the Broncos lost. He always talked negatively about the Chiefs are just okay and overrated. How do you like them apples, Derek?
Yeah, hey. I mean, I expect that from the Chiefs. I don't blame them. I mean, all those years of Elway dominating them and then Peyton Manning dominating them, you know, they're having their run right now and they're enjoying it. I mean, you know, hey, they finally got their first Super Bowl in like 50 years. You know, they won one in 50 years. So good job, Kansas City fans. You finally won one. It took you like 50 years to do it.
Okay. See you, Derek. Bye. Oh, a little hatred there. I like it. That was good.
You're right? We don't get to see that often.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. Let us come back. Going to take more phone calls. That is what we are doing, taking calls right here on this Thursday afternoon. 98.1 FM, WWLSD Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. The Morning Animal. Morning Animal.
Are there ever days where you're just like, man, I should really eat a salad today? I've just had too much rich food lately.
That was yesterday. I had
and
a salad.
What was in that salad?
Pasta salad. Made it myself. Hey, it had vegetables in it, Curtis. Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
It had black olives,
sure.
Black olives, and those mozzarella pearls.
You know what? You do you.
You do you. I'll do me.
The Morning Animals. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the sports animal.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on.
And I am back to take your phone calls. That is what we are doing right now. Let's go to Shannon. To me, please, Shannon.
Hello?
Yeah, what's on your mind, Shannon?
Hey, Al, first-time caller. How you doing?
Johnny Chuckle Boyle, first-time caller, may I say. Yeah, what do you got?
Exactly.
Good.
Okay, I have a question in regards to the West Virginia Mountaineers. Born and raised in West Virginia, Mountaineer fan my whole life. After the loss to Pitt and Kansas, I'm a little concerned. I'm wondering if we should pony up the dollars to get rid of Neil Brown at the end of the season, or am I just in throw the baby out with the bathwater mode and I need to wait a little bit? I was just
No, his job's on the line. I think he's going to get fired. So, his job is definitely on the line. So, I think you're going to have a new coach.
Well, we need something because what we have now is not working.
I know. It's sad, okay? Take care. See ya. Let us get back. Let's go to Cade. Talk to me, please, Cade.
Al, good talking to you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well. Got a couple things for you real quick. I haven't been able to listen to any of you guys on the Animal since before the game of Saturday, so I apologize if y'all have talked about it. But I was visiting with one of my friends who looks at the offensive defensive lines and kind of the offensive defense schematics. Details more than most of us do. And he was saying that it looked to him like the first half against Kent State on Saturday that they were kind of changing, trying some different combinations and trying some different things just to see if they would work. And obviously when, you know, it ended up like it did at halftime, they basically came out and did what they wanted to in the second half. Did you see that? Has anybody kind of brought that up? Or have y'all talked about that?
Oh, they what they did, they, you know, on the offensive line, they with Harrison and Guyton, they did something different than they did from the first team. I know they're concerned right now. I know they are concerned about not being able to run the ball. So let's see against Nebraska. Nebraska hasn't stopped anybody. So let's just see. I mean, is it, I go back to last year when they struggled early in the year. What'd they do? They struggled all year long. So, Let's see what happens
I thought his comments and maybe his, I guess his opinion on it kind of made a little bit of sense, just because they kind of did what they wanted to. Obviously, they scored first three drives against UTEP, and then they came out and couldn't do anything. Looked like trash against Kent State. But then after halftime, said, "Hey, let's go ahead and quit trying and playing around. Let's do what we need to do," and basically had the will in the second half. So that's what I thought. Maybe it made a little bit of sense that they were.
There's concerns. There's concerns. Okay. So again, let's see what goes on Saturday up in Lincoln. Okay.
I appreciate that opinion.
Take care.
Hey, one more thing. One more thing. I'm headed up. I know you're a food connoisseur. I'm headed up to Kansas City for work for a couple. Well, I've been up there a couple of times, but you could eat at one or two places up there while I'm there. Where would you go?
Garazzo Italian. And then in the plaza, I think it's Plaza 3, is it? Let me Google it here. There's some, but Garo's is a great, Italian restaurant. Let me see.
It's called Garoza?
It's called Garoza. Everybody knows it. It's one of the most famous restaurants, in Kansas City. Been there for a while, so, let me see here. What we got here? There was one that was really a home cooked restaurant there that was great. Stock Hill, Horford House. Horford House is okay. Anton's. Let me see more there. But where you staying? Do you know where you're staying? Do you know what part of Kansas City you're staying?
It's the Element Hotel in North Kansas City.
Okay. You need to go down to the Plaza. Capitol Grill is really, really good. It's a great steakhouse there. And 801 Chop House also is really, really good. And Garoza's. And there's a couple of barbecue. If you use lunch, Gates. I always like Gates. And they're all over that city. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Take care.
I'll keep in mind. Thanks, Al.
See ya. Try to get you to go up to Kansas City sometime, Tony, but you're never going to go.
No, I don't get out much, Al. I don't get out much.
What do you mean? You can have holidays. School's going to be over. You know that? Have you been told you get a Christmas vacation?
What?
Semester break?
Yeah, we'll get a break from school, but, I mean, I just don't have plans to head north to Kansas City, Al. I just don't have them.
Really?
No, not yet. Not yet.
You going to go out to Anadarko instead?
No. I'm nowhere. I don't go anywhere on the holiday.
Carnegie?
No.
You went there 4th of July. What do you mean?
I don't go there on Christmas.
Holidays?
No, I don't go on Christmas.
I think Christmas would be special in Carnegie.
It used to be when my grandparents were around.
So what happened now? Why isn't it special?
Because my grandparents aren't around.
Okay.
We probably need to do this.
I thought your grandparents were McAllister.
No, they've since passed away.
Okay, but you had nobody lived in McAllister?
No, I did. My grandparents.
Okay. So as a lad, you went up to McAllister a lot?
Carnegie and McAllister. Those were the places. Yeah.
Well, that's quite a... McAllister, how far is McAllister?
About a little over two hours.
Okay. Got my man Kenny Mossman preaching in Carnegie.
Yeah, you told me that last time.
Yep.
You got to be a popular man around town.
I mean, yeah. How many? Are there a lot of churches in Carnegie?
There's not very many.
Okay. So, and how many people live in Carnegie?
I don't know for sure, but it can't be over.
Now, did you tell me Carnegie's named it the same dude that was named at the Carnegie Hall?
I thought we looked this up.
Well, you go to Carnegie all the time. You tell me you go into a place not knowing the history of it, who they named it after?
Yeah, I do this, yeah. It's happened.
So, you don't know who the Carnegie was? Johnny Carnegie?
Andrew.
Is he the same one with Carnegie Hall?
No.
Okay.
The town was originally called Latham.
Why was it called Latham?
I don't know.
It's a pretty good lineman in Oklahoma named Bob Latham. Big lineman at one time. So, but you, when you go to Carnegie, you don't ask questions about the history.
I try not to go too far back.
Okay. So how far back you go?
Not very far. Oh, here we go. 2019, the estimated population, 1,645
people. 1,645
people. Down 4.5%.
Oh, it's down?
Yes.
So people are fleeing Carnegie? Why are they fleeing Carnegie?
I don't know.
Wow. Am I chance of going to Carnegie, Tony? You know what they are?
Yeah. Yeah, having problems here. I can't. My guy.
No, it sounds like having problems here.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a button you push?
Let me see.
0.
There it is.
Point.
Okay, thank you
0.
Very much. I saw him in a movie. Oh, my God. What would it have been, Tony? What's his name?
His name.
He was younger, and it was...
John Vernon is his name.
And what was he in? What was he in before Animal? It had to be in the early... It was an early 70s movie that I watched the last week.
He played a good bad guy.
He was a mayor of this... No, he wasn't a mayor of the town. What, he was a... What was the movie?
Animal House. 74?
What was it? What was the 74?
Double?
Animal House was in the late 70s. What was the... It was in something in like in between 72, 73, 74.
He was in The Outlaw Josie Wales.
No, not that. It's going to drive me nuts.
Golden Rendezvous.
No!
Gunsmoke.
No.
Brannigan.
No.
Boy, I'm running out here. Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry, yes. That was it. Yeah. That's a good movie, too. Really good movie. Okay, we got one more hour. One more hour to take your phone calls. Light the lines up. We're going to come back. We're going to talk. 98.1 FM, Denver Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. It's Bud Light Game Time on the Sports Animal with total coverage of Oklahoma versus Nebraska. Saturday at 11, unsportsmanlike conduct with the Morning Animals is live from the Grand Casino Hotel and Resort at 6:30 a.m. Then at 8, it's countdown to kickoff and Bud Light Game Time on the road, live from River Wind Casino with Jim and Al and the rest of the animals, taking you up to kickoff after the game. It's football feedback with your chance to sound off. Sponsored by Fire Lake Casino, Air Comfort Solutions, Bob Moore Nissan, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and Travis Watkins, tax attorney. Your game day coverage of Oklahoma is on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Back to take your calls is what we are doing. We got a couple of lines open. Call and we'll talk. Let's go to Will. You up, Will?
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. I was listening to you guys earlier talk about maybe you might need some your top 12 TV shows or something. I got to thinking back in when I was growing up in the 60s, I used to watch The Fugitive with Richard Kimball, you know, David Jansen.
Oh, that was a great show. I mean, a great show.
I know. My mom loved it. She was in the hospital 16 hours of labor with my little baby sister, and they didn't have a TV in the room back then. She left the hospital in a taxi, went home. They had to get a midwife to deliver my sister, and she put out the episode. Well, a week later, she didn't have to go through all that. She could have the good drugs and everything, but she missed out. And but anyway, she got to see it a week later when it ended. That's going to be one of my top shows, definitely, on that one, when you guys get around to doing that.
It was a great show. The movie is really, really good, too, that they made not too long ago. Great movie. Yeah.
There's another show. Now, Tony might remember this one. It was strange. It was called Lost on ABC. It was a strange show.
What about it, Tony?
I knew about it. I heard about it. It was really good. I just never got into it.
It's really good. And every time you watch it, you kept getting more lost than before. It never cleared nothing up. I just figured some guy was on the plane asleep. And it was a dream. Somebody would wake up. But it lasted for a long time. And then I think when it was, after it all said and done, I'm not even for sure now. I'm still lost. I think they all had died and didn't know it or something. It's a strange show. You ever get a chance, you ought to Google the last episode of that. It's a crazy show, Al.
Lost. I've heard about it, okay?
Hey, one last thing. It's a 19. I'm going to go outside, have a couple of cold beverages, and I got this crazy neighbor that likes to sunbathe for no reason. I think I need to go up and check my shingles on my roof. They look a little loose. I got to go now, Al. Bye.
See ya. Let me ask you, how many of your 12 shows will be just non-cable? Like, I mean, HBO or streaming on something.
Probably 70%.
Will be
non-cable. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look at mine here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of my 12 are non-cable.
That's about the number I would think mine would be.
Yeah. So, you and I have talked. HBO has done a great job with their series over the years.
Oh, my God. And they just keep getting better.
Yeah. Who was the one with Martin Tupper? Dream On. Did you watch Dream On?
I watched a few episodes of the Dream On show.
It was pretty funny.
It's all right.
Takes
a lot for me, Al. It takes a lot.
It takes a lot for you for what?
To like a show.
Oh, to get it. Well, some of these, now you liked Breaking Bad?
No, okay. I've never seen it.
What was the other one that I tried to watch?
Ozark.
You got into that?
Yeah, I finished. Well, I've watched as many as I could.
How many was that?
Was it two seasons?
Was that all there was?
Two or three. Yeah, it's not very many.
Okay. I watched about 6 episodes. Now I got to try to watch more of this Longmire. Longmire's not bad. But you know what? Sometimes, like last night, I said, "What do I watch?" You know what? I get on there and watch My Cousin Vinny again. I still got about 45 minutes left of it, but that was just, it's a great movie.
There lies why it would lay on your top 25 or top 50.
Yeah, My Cousin Vinny would definitely be in the top, would be a top 25 movie of all time.
Okay, interesting.
There's no, Strive to be in that also, of other comedies. Really, really, really good. It's kind of funny, though, how we didn't, none of us had, we were of lack of war movies, right?
Yeah, we didn't have any war movies, nor did we have any Tom Cruise movies. You notice that?
No Tom Cruise, no Paul Newman.
J. Jim said that Top Gun was one of the best he's ever seen. I didn't hear about it in his top 12.
You're right, he did. When he went to it, that's exact. Remember he told us that?
That was a lot of people.
The new Top Gun? Yeah,
the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. We got to remind him about that.
I will, yeah.
And have you seen the original Top Gun?
Well, of course, yeah.
I haven't. But when I'm on a plane that's on there, I'll do it.
You got a lot to watch on the airplane.
Yeah, when you're in the air, you know, 14 hours, Tony, there's a lot of movies you got to watch.
How many you clear out? Four? Three, four?
Oh, no. I probably six.
Wow, all right, that's getting after it.
And then, you know, you both ways, so you could be... And then when I'm, you know, Tokyo into Thailand, that's 6 more hours, so you get a couple more in. And then... I'm so foggy, I don't even remember what I watched.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
A few glasses of wine.
Yeah. I've had some vino. There's no doubt about that. Absolutely had some vino. So, next time, you know, it's sad they don't serve salted peanuts on a plane anymore.
What is it, pretzels or crackers?
I tell you what, on Japan Airlines, they serve the snack. It's all these, I don't know what they are, it's nasty. Just nasty. So on my next vacation that I leave in 86 days, I'm going to bring some salted peanuts with me.
That's the spirit. Bring your own snacks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's exactly right. Let's get phone calls going. 405-900-WS. Let's go to Big Red Todd. What's up? Big Red Todd?
Hey, how's it going, Al?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm enjoying this beautiful evening right now.
It is nice out there, no doubt about it.
It's pretty nice because it was pretty hot today, but I'm looking forward to going to Lincoln this weekend.
Well, good for you. Have you been up there before?
I haven't been up there since Eric Crouch beat us. So.
The what?
I haven't been up there since Eric Crouch beat us.
Wow, that's that would be 2001. I mean, that's
exactly.
When
Jason White blew out his knee, and
Nate Hibble fell down on the pass back to him, and they scored on the same play.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think if Jason doesn't get hurt, OU wins that game.
Well, I think so too. But man, that's a long time ago now.
It is a long time ago. Yes.
It's crazy how fast those 20 years went from when Stoops won.
Oh, I know. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely unbelievable.
It's even worse. My greatest memory ever is the loss up there in 78, though.
Oh, that was unbelievable. OU was a better team and fumbled like 9 times and fumbled the last of them at the 3-yard line. It was an incredible drive that Thomas Lott had led. Sort of like on the OU 7-yard line, they drove all the way down the field, and glad they're going to win the game. And Billy Simmons fumbles on like the 3 or 4 yard line.
They were the best team that year. Everybody knows.
They were definitely the best team in the country that year. That is the best OU team that didn't win a national championship. It was a 78 team.
I totally agree. I mean, they had like, what, 13, 14, 15 players playing in NFL?
At least it was unbelievable off that team. They were always
known as the class that was going to win a title, the 75 recruiting class.
Absolutely, yep, and that was their fourth year. Billy Simmons won a Heisman that year, and that was a great OU team. Great OU team.
That was incredible. But, you know, I haven't been up there in 20-plus years. What's your favorite place to go hang out the day before the game or the night before? Where would you go, Al? Because I didn't get to hang out much when I was up there the first time.
There's a place called Misty's. It's a sports bar that's really cool. Been there forever. Serve a great prime rib. So that's where everybody congregates. Switch would go there every night before the game, and so Misty's is the place.
That sounds awesome. What's your greatest memory? I mean, you've been around for a long time. What's your greatest memory of this game?
No, I think my memory was, I've told a story before, I think it was in 87. the people were so mad at Tom Osborne then. He couldn't beat Switzer, and they were furious. They lost again. They lost two straight years at home, 86-87 up there. 86 was the Jamel Holloway, the Keith Jackson, unbelievable pass. And then 87 was Charles Thompson. Jamel Holloway got hurt 2 weeks before the game. Thompson struggled against Missouri the week before in 87. Goes up there in 87 and beats him. Well, after the game, I go into this bar, and they were mad at everything. I go, we got to fire Osborne. He's killing our program. And I just got everybody riled up and everything. So I had a little fun that night.
That's incredible. Yep. So is Osborne, are him and Switzer like about the same age? Do you
yes,
know?
Yeah, I think they're probably both 85.
Nah. Man,
Barry turns 85 next month.
I can still remember being a little kid when Switzer got hired, and it's awesome that he's still ticking.
Well,
and doing great.
That's where he coined Sooner Magic.
It is, and that, I mean, the 76 game, and, you know, it just went on, and the 84 game when they were probably better, too, and we still stopped him on the goal line. And
well,
we, you know,
in 80, where Buster Rhymes has a late run in that game, and OU beats him in 81 with J.C. Watts.
Oh, they always knew in the 70s and 80s that we were going to come back at the end. They just knew.
Well,
it. I mean,
I tell the story in 81. I'm up on the roof, right next to the coach's box, and when Rhymes made that run, I heard one of the coaches yell out, "They're doing it to us again."
Yeah, that's incredible. So when was your first OU Nebraska? I don't remember 70, what years you went.
Well, my first one in Lincoln was 72.
72. That's the first game I can remember. I can still see Greg Pruitt was hurt. I still remember seeing him on the sidelines.
They beat him. Johnny Rodgers was still on that. Won the Heisman Trophy in 72. And
was he hurt? Wasn't he hurt also, or did he play in that game?
No, he played in the game.
He played in the game. I just remember that's the first game I can actually remember on TV of watching OU play is that game. And I still remember Greg Pruitt standing on the sidelines, but we still won the game. You know?
One of the coldest days of my life up there in 1972 in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That was colder than 78?
Yes, it was colder. It's colder, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's great. Okay. You're reliving those old memories, Al. Thanks, Al.
Take care. This will be the first OU Nebraska game I've missed, Tony, up there. Well, it's the first OU Nebraska game I've missed in probably since 1971.
At the moment.
Does it bother me?
I highly doubt it.
You can play how much it bothered me, Tony.
No point zero.
Yep. Obviously having problems back here.
Yes. Get to watch it on a nice big screen TV. And the press box in Nebraska is one of the highest press boxes I've been around in the country. It is, trying to see a game there is just unbelievable. I mean, you are up in the Ozarks. I tell you, there used to be a time, particularly in basketball, Tony, where media, boom, front row seats. Now, especially in basketball, boom, you're up in the boondocks.
What is the mentality? What is the excuse given for this?
They're giving it to donors. The seats that were there for media are now for people that put up big money.
All about money.
All about money. That's what it's all about. The color of money, right?
Yeah.
It's green, isn't it?
Last time I checked.
let us come back. Going to take more phone calls. That's what we're doing. Call. We'll talk. 98.1 FM. WLSD Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
Going to take more phone calls. That's what we're doing. Call. We'll talk. 98.1 FM. WLSD Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal, is on everywhere, anywhere, and anytime. Listen on thesportsanimal.com. tell Alexa and Google to play WWLS The Sports Animal and listen on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Odyssey apps. And of course, we're always on the radio dial at 98.1 FM and 930 AM. The Sports Animal, streaming to wherever you are. Driven by Valvoline. Instant oil change. Quick, easy, trusted. Sports Animal Studios, powered by the OKC Thunder. Create your perfect lineup. Build your custom Thunder ticket membership plan for the 2022-23 season today. Visit OKCThunder.com/start now.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
And back. Take your phone calls is what we're doing. Let's go to Floyd. You're up, Floyd.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
All right. A question for you and Tony, so I want to make sure he's listening.
Yeah.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's the possibility that the Twilight Zone might be on either one of y'all's list?
I'd say maybe. A pretty, pretty, pretty good chance.
Yeah, I think you got a really good chance, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just checking. I was thinking about that because that fits in kind of with those, how the Twilight Zone was that might be in Tony's things that he looks at.
They're the best. Floyd, I was hard-pressed not to include Twilight Zone, the movie, on my movie list. That movie really messed with my mind.
It messed with everybody's mind.
It did.
I tell you what, it is... And that series is timeless. I mean, it's unbelievable how timeless it is.
Yeah, and it'd keep you interested every time it came on. So
absolutely
totally different.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's black and white. It's unbelievable.
Right. Okay. Next question on the Sooners. You know, it's amazing how we see all these other coaches out there to get fired for whatever reasons, no offense, no defense, just losing all together. Now we think we got Venables in place that's going to take care of you from here on and everything, hopefully, and all that. But as far as this year, they saved the class for the most part and everything. Okay, so we figured the defense should be better than last year, but the offense is going to probably come down from last year. It's kind of about where everybody thinks.
Right.
So you got to live with what you can until he gets his players in there. You know, the next class is looking good. It's his first one, coming in and everything. So
yeah, he's pushing all the right buttons. But Brent is doing all the right things, and he got a terrific recruiting class coming in. So we will see what happens. But we're gonna know so much more about this team these next 2 weeks. I think we're gonna know just almost everything, I think.
Also, wasn't Levy sharing the duties down there with Kiffin? As far
Kiffin,
as offensive coordinator,
Kiffin suggested. Yes, I think Kiffin. Sometime they might have argued, had different screens on what plays, but yeah, Kiffin was involved some in the offense there at Mississippi.
Okay. So you could take that in consideration a little bit because, you get out there on your own. If somebody's helping you, an assistant, somebody's there to overlook things with you in situations. If you once you first time you get out there, any of us know
well,
that first time you go to a job.
It was probably the same way at Central Florida when he's with Hypo, would be my guess.
Right. So we'll be all right.
But, yeah, Jeff will do a good job. Jeff's going to do a good job, I think, okay?
All right.
Take care.
Have a good one.
See ya. Let's go to Nick. You're up, Nick.
Dominic. How you doing, Al?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, man, you remember a guy by the name of Tony Bennett?
Yeah, I left my heart in San Francisco, may I say.
Oh, man. Al, I just listened to that about 5 minutes ago. What a great song.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
What a great voice. I mean, just unbelievable, Tony Bennett. How talented Tony Bennett. I mean, he's 96 years old right now.
He's so incredible. And I mean, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, all those Italian guys, man, they could sing.
They could sing. No doubt. They were crooners. They could flat out sing.
And even Sammy Davis Jr. could sing.
Absolutely, he could sing. Yep. Absolutely.
The Black Jew could sing. I mean, the people back then, you know, and I remember my parents listening to those people. And I'm 72, and I just wanted to take you back. I got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
You know, back when, you know, I'm from Houston, so my thing is, I've always been a Sooner fan, because I thought Barry Switzer and Chuck Fairbanks were the greatest things that ever happened, besides Bill Yeoman. But do you remember Bill Yeoman at the University of Houston when they played against Texas, and a guy by the name of Paul Gibson was the running back, and they beat Texas?
I don't really remember Paul Gibson, to be honest with you.
I mean, Elmo Wright played for Bill Yeoman.
Okay, now I remember him.
Okay, but they beat Texas that year. And I remember another guy that just blew me away was Steve Wooster. And, his counterpart was Jim Bertelsen.
The wishbone background, but Roan was Street, Wooster, Burleson, and, oh my God, it was,
what was his name?
It was, nickname. What was his name?
The only reason I called you to tell me.
Okay, let me think. It was Burleson, Wooster, and Coy. Ernie Coy.
Ernie Coy. Okay. Yeah. Al, you did me a favor. You put my heart to rest.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya. I like to help people, Tony.
Well, sure. Sure, you're a giving person.
You gonna give me a little Tony Bennett?
Yeah. Was looking at the stuff he was doing with Lady Gaga. You interested in that at all?
No. Does that help you right away?
Yeah, it leads me in the right direction, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Good.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay.
Don't get much better than this, Tony.
They wear this out inside Golden States. Inside a Golden States arena, I'm sure they wear this out.
Oh, I can imagine. I wore it out, I told you, in a bar when I first got there. Jukebox, first of all, San Francisco. I kept on playing it over and over, and people just kept on looking at me.
You made no friends that day, did you?
No, I didn't make any friends that day. But did I care? No. I was drinking a bunch of beer and listening to this song. Very, very cool. And you haven't been out that San Francisco, have you?
No, never. I hear it's pretty filthy.
It's what?
Filthy.
Who told you this? What do you mean? Where do you get your news at? National Geographic or what?
Well, I'm all over the place, and I just hear it's pretty
like
filthy.
Any city. Some parts bad and some isn't.
Yeah.
So, no, I never considered San Francisco a dirty city at all. Not at all.
Really?
Yeah, really. Why would I lie about something like that?
I've just seen so many stories.
Where are you getting your information at?
This stuff comes across mainstream news.
I bet it does. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to Google, is San Francisco a dirty city, okay?
Okay, all right. I'd be interested to know.
Not yet. We'll see what they say. A dirty city. Let's see what it says here. Boom. Yes.
Yes, it's a filthy city.
A new American favorite cities survey by Travel and Leisure Region ranking San Francisco as one of the dirtiest cities in the country.
Boom.
See, I haven't been out there in forever. That is this interesting,
one says,
man.
But not as dirty as New York and Los Angeles combined.
Oh, look at the trash there. That is nasty.
Yeah, there are people just relieving themselves in the streets there, I hear.
Well, aren't there just most every city relieving themselves in the streets?
But I don't know. I've never.
Did you ever relieve yourself in the street?
Not in this fair city, no.
So you never drank beer and you never went?
Maybe in Las Vegas, but...
Not in Oklahoma City?
Never, not in Las... No, not in Oklahoma City, never.
Wow. Why is San Francisco dirty? And for a city that ranks in the top 10 for environmentally friendly cities, apparently got some more cleaning to do. Interesting. The Clean Streets program focuses on keeping commercial districts free of trash, graffiti, and general dirty grime. The program started July 1st, Tony, so maybe you out there now. It just started.
There's hope for me somewhere.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in San Francisco. So, it's a great city, though. Let us get back to the phones. Let us go to Mark. You're up, Mark. Yo, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Hey, man, I heard you talking about HBO shows.
Right.
And I watch Dream On. If Tony's never seen it, he should see if there's a way to watch it, and that's one of the ones you'd want to binge. That was a great show, man.
Yeah, Martin really. Tupper. Yeah, it was a really
you know,
good show.
But what happened to that guy? I never saw him on anything else. His ex-wife has been on a lot of stuff, but I never saw him on anything else.
No, you're right. I have no idea
or
what happened.
Or his son, either. The kid that played his son?
Yeah.
Never saw him either. But anyway, no. There's another show nobody ever talks about. How come nobody talks about Arliss?
Oh, Arliss is a great show with Robert Wall.
Great show.
Yeah.
You what?
Yeah, with Robert Wall.
I love that show. I wish they would have never taken it off. I watched it all the time.
And who was the remember the girl that was in it?
Yes, the Asian girl, Sandra Oh.
Yes.
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
She has been in
She's
a ton
been
of
one
stuff.
Right there.
Absolutely.
And she looks exactly the same still.
Yeah, I mean.
From 25 years ago. But you were talking about Nebraska memories. And one of my, I didn't even go to the game. I was working. I had to work. But the Keith Jackson game when he made the
86
yard reverse.
Yep.
Was at 86?
It was 86.
I had to work and it was cold. But one of my most memorable ones was a terrible one for OU. My brother and I went, and it was 1994, 5, somewhere in there, 96, when they beat us 70.
Yeah, John Blake era.
They beat us like 73-21.
It was unbelievable. I was there. Yep.
And I was there too. One of the, an underrated running back. You remember who it was for OU?
DeMond Parker.
DeMond Parker. He was a great running back, but he just didn't have a great team. But we talked to these older people. Yeah, go ahead.
If he made a huge mistake, he came out, he would have been a senior in 99 in Stoops' first year.
Yep.
He would have been in that Leach offense. He would have been unbelievable in that Leach offense.
Because he could catch the ball out of the back.
Absolutely. He cost himself a lot of money. He had an agent that lied to him, saying it was going to be a first-round draft pick. Just sad.
Well, anyway, at that game, my brother and I went, and a lot of these younger people don't know about Nebraska's fans. And these, you know, they get a gazillion people. I don't know if they still do. I haven't, you know, we haven't played Nebraska in a long time. But they get a gazillion people that go to all the games. They travel really well and everything. And they're the nicest people for the most part. We talked to this older couple. They were probably in their late 60s, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they genuinely felt sorry for us because OU was so bad. And I mean, it just upset them. They liked it better when there was competition, you know. And I said, yeah, you know, imagine how we feel. And I said, but it could happen to anybody. And they said, oh, no, that'll never happen to us.
Yeah, you're right. Well, and hello.
Are they worse than OU was? I know they've been worse for longer.
Yes, yes, they're worse. They're worse. OU wasn't getting beat by Georgia Southern, okay?
That's true. That's true. Anyway, have a good night, Al.
Take care. See ya.
Yep.
We're going to go back. One more segment. One more segment on 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question? 98.1 FM. WWLS, the sports animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8. Sports Morning. With Craig Humphreys and Coach Pat Jones.
You're saying the money's still going to flow to the other sports.
Yes.
You don't like that,
well,
but it's...
No, well, it's not. No, no, I mean, that's right. Coming from football people, but these presidents are in charge of making budgets. They look at budgets every year.
And they we're leaving $500 million on the table here?
Craig, they're realizing these other people don't make any money. Hell, these other sports are costing us money. If we're going to have them, how are we going to pay for it? Unless I got a printing press.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys and Coach Pat Jones. Weekdays at 10 on WWLS.
Back. Back to take your calls. Let's go to Ray. You're up, Ray.
I've been to San Francisco a lot of times. I've never noticed it being dirty. Now, there's a part of it, the Tenderloin's not real clean, but the rest of it's pretty clean.
So I thought it was, too. Again, it's like any other city. Some parts of the city are going to be dirty, some aren't.
But, I mean, anyway, the people, their houses are worth a lot, and so they really take care of their yard and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, paint their houses up, you know, the neighbors and all that. They want to have it really good. I was there in 13 in the America's Cup, and the New Zealand had America down 8-1, and it was a 72-foot catamaran with a fiberglass sail. It wasn't a flexible sail. It was a fixed sail, and we're down 8-1, and if they would have won one more, they would have won the America's Cup, and we won 8 in a row and beat them.
Wow.
And they were really happy having 8-1, and they were celebrating, and you know, this kind of stuff. And then they got real serious, and it was kind of funny to see him go, what's going on? We're just whooping the heck out of
that's crazy. Guy. Yeah, that's insane. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good. They weren't able to hydrofoil on a foil. Finally, they got it working. When they did, it was really exciting, though. I mean, the America's Cup yacht race is pretty good. Hey, what's the toughest games for the Sooners this year? Is the Texas Longhorns really that good?
I think it's Texas. Right now, I'd say Texas.
Well, it's certainly not Nebraska.
No, so, it shouldn't be. No, not at all.
I tell you, sleepers, Iowa State, they played pretty well against Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa's not very good, okay? I can tell you that. They're not very good.
Okay, well, that's... So, I guess Baylor's not all that great either. I don't know. It's hard to say.
That'll be a tough game. Baylor will be a tough game. Oklahoma State's going to be a tough game. Kansas State's going to be a tough game. They're going to be tough.
I think Oklahoma State's the last game of the season, isn't it? I think it is.
No, it isn't. We get here how it goes. They got to go to Iowa State, so that will be a very, very tough game. Oklahoma ends the season going to Texas Tech.
Oh, well, is Texas Tech the air raid offense anymore, or they
got a new coach, McGuire. Off? They move it fast, yes. Spread it out.
Okay. Well, that'd be a good one to end on.
Okay. You know,
then we'll play, I guess there's a championship game, isn't there?
Yeah, Bo, you get in it.
Yeah. Hey, keep up the great work, Hulk.
Take care. Let's go to Doug. Doug, what's happening?
I'm on the radio. Hey, Al. This is Doug, old Sooner Legends, Doug.
Yeah, what's going on? How are you, Doug?
Good. Hey, I got a funny Tony Bennett story.
What's that?
Right after I graduated from OU in 1989, I moved to Chicago, and I lived in an apartment up on the fourth floor, and it was just south of Wrigley Field, and there was a Chinese restaurant down in the first floor, and I ate there all the time, and I'd call in an order and go down and pick it up. And so one day I called in an order, go downstairs to pick it up, and the owner and I were friends. He said, come here, I want you to meet somebody. So I went over there, and he introduced me to Tony Bennett. And I stood there and talked to him 5 or 6 minutes, real nice guy and everything. And then I said, thank you, have a good night, nice to meet you. And I walked over to my friend, I go, who's Tony Bennett? I didn't know who he was. He said, you gotta be kidding. He laughed. He said, go call your mom and ask him who Tony Bennett is.
Oh, that is great.
I didn't know who he was.
Oh, my God. That's a great story, Doug. Beautiful.
All right.
Hey, thanks, right, Doug. Al. See ya. That's going to be it for me. I'll be back tomorrow at 4. Good night, Oklahoma.
Get your hands on some of this cold, hard cash.
It's my money and I need it now!
With the $25,000 signing bonus. Your chance to win starts September 15th on WWLS, The Sports Animal.
Goodbye, bench press.
15th on WWLS, The Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.